Our next item is subdivision 2007-45, Deerfield Meadows LLC, Deerfield Meadows amended conditions.
This was a request to delete condition of approval L that requires a 5-foot asphalt walking path on one side of all streets. In lieu of the walking paths, the developers are proposing to install a gazebo and picnic area for the future residents. This application has not received final approval, therefore no lots have been transferred. I provided you a copy of the engineer's letter detailing the request. They expressed concerns about maintenance and liability and design standards. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
I have a question on this one. Who was the, is this the same engineer that's been through preliminary?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the reason I got to, and this kind of goes into one on the workshop, is it troubles me if the commission's being asked to change a site plan based on a design. If you design a preliminary site plan with walking paths in a certain location, why is the commission being asked to revise that preliminary site plan because you had it wrong in the first place? That's one of the criteria that, if we're going to have this workshop, should be looked at. You know, I mean, it's the same now as it was then. What's changed? Since I get it if there's a design issue or if the economics have come around and you look at the homeowners association, maybe, you know, having to incur the expense of maintaining it. But I struggle with saying, you know, we've got design issues now on this final site plan that makes us have to remove that. It seems like what the engineering company is saying is that we made a mistake at the beginning. So, I mean, that's troubling to me, particularly if we're going forward and looking at site plans from engineers that we rely on as being accurate. So.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we're faced with a similar situation, but perhaps with an added caveat, as Mr. Robinson addressed. It was also part of my concern that, you know, we rely upon the presentations of the applicants to be reasonably accurate. Granted that there will be times when, you know, upon additional studies and findings, things can't happen the way they originally presented, but, you know, it'd be nice to know that. You know, otherwise, you know, they're going to promise us the world, and then after the approval, then, okay.
I don't see I have the same concerns, but I don't know that in lieu of a walking pass, we're going to install a gazebo in a picnic area, if those two even relate. I mean, I understand it's an amenity, and if it's a design issue, it's a design issue. I mean, are they just creating more open space and putting a gazebo in it, or?
I mean, I don't know. Bone that's been tossed to us.
Which, that worries me a little bit. And as far as in one of the letters, they mention, you know, insurance. You know, what if? What if there's an accident or something? You know, what if there's an accident anywhere? I don't know if that, does that come into account on a walking path where the snow removal's not removed? I mean, I don't know where that comes from. But so I would welcome a workshop.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2007-45, Deerfield Meadows LLC amended conditions, my motion is for deferral to give commission time to discuss these matters in greater detail.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2007-45 Deerfield Meadows LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.